Bushfires have flared in eastern Victoria under extreme conditions this afternoon, forcing multiple evacuation warnings for communities already exhausted by this dreadful fire season. In one town, a helicopter was sent in to evacuate the residents as fires raged through. And now, blustery winds have arrived, making life even harder for fire crews, with fears that the massive blazes on either side of the Victoria-New South Wales border could soon merge. David Sparks is in East Gippsland, in Bairnsdale. He joins me. David, are today's warnings up there with the dreadful conditions when the fires did so much damage last week?
Well, Linda, the warnings and the conditions were perhaps not quite as bad as those we faced last Saturday or indeed a week earlier on the 30th of December, but they've still been very serious warnings and conditions, and the warnings have been well placed because there have been some major fires today. The temperatures were really, really high for the first or for the majority of today. The situation right now is that fires have flared up in many places, causing problems on the outskirts of towns like Omeo, Buchan, Orbost, in the very, very far east. Places like Cairn River are being affected. We also have now, in the last couple of hours, fires flaring up in the mountains, in the alpine areas around Mount Hotham. So it's an extremely serious situation and one that's changing very fast. The Bureau is saying that the big problem now, and in fact the fire crews are saying that the big problem now is this change that is coming through. It has hit Bairnsdale. It hit Bairnsdale perhaps a couple of hours ago, and in fact the temperature is quite cool now, but the wind is very strong, and that's the big problem. The Bureau says we may get winds of up to 70 to 100 kilometres an hour. That could bring with it the chance of severe thunderstorms, which will bring very little rain, but possibly dry lightning, which has, of course, been a huge problem in recent weeks.
Indeed. What do we know about that helicopter evacuation from Combinebar?
Well, those helicopters, military helicopters, landed in Combinebar to offer the chance of evacuation because there are some major fires burning very close to that town. Put simply, those helicopters had to get out because the wind became too strong. They couldn't stay anymore. In fact, no helicopters will be flying around here for the rest of today. There are reports that nobody in Combinebar actually decided to take that offer of a helicopter evacuation. That's not confirmed yet, but at this stage, we don't know how many people did or didn't get on that helicopter. As for the communities that aren't evacuated, but may be cut off by these fires, the Victorian government is now trying something new. It has forward deployed supplies that might be needed. The first deliveries have been sent to Bright and Harrietville, which are on the Great Alpine Road in the Alpine region. Now, the Victorian Emergency Services Minister, Lisa Neville, gave some details about what's in those supplies.
Large containers that have been put into places where, you know, protected from fire, where they will have satellite phones, food, baby formula, nappies, torches, really key things that would enable the community to get by for the first sort of 24, 48 hours if we have issues of getting in. And I think that's one of the things that will become, I think, after this, one of the critical new additions to what we do.
Lisa Neville there. David, what are the authorities saying about their strategy for the rest of the day into the night?
Well, the strategy, much like the last couple of weeks, Linda, is based around these strike teams that are placed in towns. Now, those strike teams are basically five firefighting vehicles with an appropriate crew to stand there and defend the town. The other big part of the strategy, of course, is to keep pleading with the community to continue doing the sensible thing, something the authorities seem pretty happy has happened so far. And then there's the question of tomorrow, when conditions will be much milder. These fires are not going to go out anytime soon, even if they do get a little better tomorrow. The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has spoken of the challenge ahead.
With so much fire in the landscape, we are going to continue to see fires getting a run on, fires flaring up for weeks to come. Even with rain in Melbourne, even with forecast better conditions next week, there is a long way to go in what has been an unprecedented fire event, certainly so early on in the fire season. And of course, we know that we have many weeks of the fire season to run.
For weeks to come, it's pretty sobering. David, these fires have cut major roads in Victoria. How is the Defence Force helping to get access to some of these areas?
Well, they're using some of the pretty incredible machinery they have to try and gain access through some of the roads, but That's just a monumental task at the moment. This is very densely forested country, including the Princes Highway, the main, obviously, route to the far west of Victoria, which has been blocked off effectively. Well, it has been blocked off from Orbost east all the way to Mallacoota. That's a 150-kilometre stretch. Lieutenant John Pearce from the Army here confirmed that this morning the Army's Bushmaster vehicles, they're the really tough tough troop moving vehicles you see with the huge chunky tyres that can seemingly go anywhere, a group of them managed to reach Mallacoota on that stretch of the Princes Highway, but it was not easy. Lieutenant Colonel Pearce described the state of the Princes Highway that those vehicles had to get across, and as he describes it here, it's easy to see why this is such a difficult task.
The road was littered with limbs, burning trees. That vehicle gives us the protection we require to get through that road that still has falling trees on it. Our aim is to continue delivering goods, needed supplies through that road for the forthcoming week until we get that road cleared. They're driving around the trees, they're driving over the trees. The trees are still alight on the road. So it's certainly not a road that you could traverse using a normal car or bus truck.
Lieutenant John Pearce from the Australian Army and David Sparks, our reporter in Bairnsdale.